إن الحمد لله، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إن الحمد لله. Verily, all praises are for Allah. For Allah belong all the praise. And we praise Him, we worship Him, we seek His help, we ask forgiveness from Him, and we place our trust in Him. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil of our own actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah allows to go astray, none will be able to guide him. I bear witness that Allah is one, and that He has no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His last and most beloved slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, have remembrance of Allah, the way that He deserves to be remembered, and do not die, except in the state of complete submission, except as a complete Muslim. O mankind, have taqwa, have fear of your Lord, for He created you from one soul, and from that soul, He created His partner. And from both of them, He created countless men and women. And have taqwa of Allah. Have consciousness of Allah. For it is through Him that you demand your rights. And maintain the ties of your family. Verily, Allah is an all-watcher over what you do. O you who believe, have taqwa. Have remembrance of Allah. And only speak the truth. Only speak the truth. If you do this, Allah will forgive your sins. And He will change your actions into good deeds. And whomsoever has believed in Allah and His last messenger has already attained the greatest of achievements. My elders, brothers, sisters, I greet you today with the greeting of the Friday Jummah. And I ask you, isn't it strange how the Prophet ﷺ said that when the Imams and the scholars forget to mention Ad-Dajjal to us, when they forget to mention Ad-Dajjal in His coming, that is when He will come. when we have completely forgotten about him. One of the scholars of the old days, about 300 years after the Prophet ﷺ died, his name was Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahimullah. He was asked a question by his companions of that time. And they said, "Ya Ibrahim, Allah says, ask me and I will give you. Allah says, ask me, do dua and I will answer your dua. Yo, but Ibrahim, we make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not answer us. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not answer us?" Ibrahim, rahimullah, he said some words that should be written down in gold. He said, "Why? You say you believe in Allah, but you do not obey Him. You say you read the Quran, but you do not follow it. You say you know Shaitan, you know his wickedness, his evilness, his darkness, his mischievousness, and yet you have agreed with him. You say you love Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet you have abandoned his sunnah. You say you love paradise, but you do not chase after it. And you say you hate hellfire, and yet you do not protect yourself from the sins of the people of hellfire. You say that death is a reality. You know that you will die, yet you do not prepare yourself for it. You say that the food that you eat and the drink that you consume, they are a blessing from Allah. Yet, you do not give thanks to the one who gave you that food and drink. You say that you bury your dead. You know that you bury them. And yet, you do not take a reminder from it. How? How then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your prayers? How will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your dua when you are in such a state? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that when a Dajjal comes, for those of us who are not ready, if we are not prepared, you will not be able to become prepared after. If he came today, would you recognize him? Would you know him? The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us, Ad-Dajjal will come from a land of Khorasan, from the east. And as soon as he presents himself, 70,000 men and women will follow him. They will be so attracted to his power that they will follow him immediately. And when he comes, one of his eyes will be blind, and it will be like a grape protruding from his head, like the skin of a grape is covering the eyeball. And he will have a large forehead, and his complexion is reddish and white, and his back is hunched. And you should know that your Lord does not have a hunched back, and he does not have one eye. And when he presents himself to the people, when will it be? Will people be playing outside? Will it be good times? No. He will come with trial after trial after trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that 3 years before Ad-Dajjal comes, that there will be no rain. That there will be only two-thirds of the rain that normally is allowed. Allah will hold back one-third of the rain. And He will hold back one-third of all the produce of the earth. 2 years before Ad-Dajjal comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold back two-thirds of the rain. And two-thirds of the earth's produce will be withheld. In the year of Ad-Dajjal, there will be no rain. And the earth will be barren. There will be no food. And people will starve. And it is at this time when Ad-Dajjal comes, when he comes with his trials. And he will come to people, people who are starving. They're only eating the food that they have saved in the past. And he will say, "Believe in me, I am your Lord." And they will say, some of them, they will say, "No, we do not believe in you." And he will leave them alone. And as he walks away, all the food that they had stored will wither away into dust. They'll be destroyed. And some people, he will say, "Believe in me, I am your Lord." And they will disagree with him, and he will kill them. And for some people, he will say, "Believe in me, I am your Lord." And they will say, "We believe in you." And he will give them so much food, it is as though a mountain of bread and a mountain of meat. And they'll eat as much as they desire. And for some people, he will say, "Believe in me, I am your Lord." And they will say, "No." And he will test them. He will say, "What do you follow? What do you believe in then?" And they say, "We believe in the religion that our parents taught us." And he will say, "If I bring your parents back to life, and they tell you to believe in me, will you believe in me?" And they say, "Yes." And so he makes two of the jinn that are following him take the shapes of their dead parents. And they say, "Believe in him. He is your Lord." And they will believe in him. Ad-Dajjal will come with test after test after test. But for the believer, for the one who has firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will see upon his head three letters. Fa, Ra, Kaf, Ra, Fa. Kaf, Fa, Ra, Kafara. And he will realize that this is Ad-Dajjal. And Ad-Dajjal, he will go around the entire world. Around the entire world like rain. The way that rain clouds go. With such speed. And he will point to the sky and he will say, "Bring down your rain." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the rain to come. And he will point to the ground and he will say, "Bring up your produce." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the produce to come up. And he will point to the earth and say, "Bring forth your treasures." And the earth will spit out its gold, its oil, its minerals, its beauty. These things may look like miracles, but they're not miracles. It's just his ability to manipulate this dunya. It's all an illusion. Ad-Dajjal is a liar. He is a liar and he is fake. But his trials will be so hard that for those who are unprepared for them, they will become overwhelmed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from his trials and teach us to remember him so we may protect ourselves if we ever see his fitnah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه هو الغفور الرحيم. I say this and I ask forgiveness for myself and for all of you and for all of the Muslims. So you also ask forgiveness. Verily Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Bismillah. Walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ad-Dajjal comes with six different trials, some of which I have mentioned today. He will come with the trial of oppression, where he oppresses the people and he kills whoever he pleases. The second of his trials is the trial of the rich and the powerful. 70,000 men and women will follow him just when they see him. They'll be attracted to his richness and his power. And he will come with a trial of wealth, in the sense that people will desire his food, the meat and the bread that he comes with, the money that he produces. They will desire it, and they will follow him for that. And he will come with a trial of knowledge. He will know so much about this dunya that people will follow him just to learn from him. And he will come with the trial of leadership. People will follow him so they can attain a high status in this world. And he will come with the trial of ancestry. People who believe in their parents, who follow their parents' religion, they will follow Ad-Dajjal as well. These six trials are not alone for Ad-Dajjal. You see them in the world today, all around you. If you have not prepared yourself for these trials right now, you will not be prepared when he comes with his trials. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a protection from Ad-Dajjal in Surah Kahf, the Surah of the Cave. And you will find these six trials are in the Surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us examples of people who have passed these different trials, so that we may think and learn from them. And the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us a beautiful dua. He taught this dua to his companions as though it was Surah Fatiha, as though it was Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the surah that we say in our salah. It was so important that he taught his companions this. He said, A'udhu Billah من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم والفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المحسية الدجال. O Allah, I seek protection from you, from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire and the hardships, the trials of this life and of this death, and of the trials of Ad-Dajjal. And I say to you, this dua is the only thing that will save you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it. It is this dua is all you can do to save yourself. And as I mentioned, if our duas are not being answered, what protection do you have between yourself and Ad-Dajjal? And I ask you this question. If you believe in Allah, if you follow His Quran, if you hate a shaitan and you do not follow his way, if you fulfill the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you chase after paradise, if you run away from the hellfire, if you show thankfulness, gratefulness, love to the one who gave you the food and the drink, if you remember that you're going to die and you abandon your sins and you take a lesson from the reminders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not answer your dua? He will most definitely answer your dua. May Allah make us of those people who believe in him, who believe in his messenger, who hear the truth and say, Amanna, I believe. Wa ata'na, and I obey. Allah, make us of those people who you are pleased with in this life, so that we'll be pleased with you as well. Allah, make us of those people who, when we see you are pleased with us. Allah, make our hearts upon this right path, upon the straight path, and do not let it waver. Allah, make us of those people who are as-sadiqun, ash-shuhada, and next to the Nabiyeen, to the Prophets. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحياء والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين وللمؤمنات واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.